Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates November 1st, 1940, and the title is The Son of a Killer. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the western United States. His strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, made him the greatest champion of justice the frontier ever knew. It was he, more than any other man, who put an end to bloodshed and violence and blazed the trail for the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Tell us waiting in the trail ahead! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
John Hawkins had served a sentence of 15 years for robbery. The day he was to be released, he faced the warden.
No use wasting breath on me, warden. I know the talk you give out going, men.
I'm not going to talk to you, Hawkins. There's just one thing I have to say.
Well, never mind saying it.
You've been a good prisoner. You've kept your health up and your muscles strong. But, John, you've let your soul shrivel up.
Never mind my soul. My soul was killed when Len Beasley seen to it that I was sent here.
But wait. Killing Len Beasley won't help you now.
Killing him? No, Warden. Killing him won't help now, I know that. I made up my mind to that 5 years ago.
Good.
There's a couple others, though. Beasley's friends, they could have come as witnesses to my trial and saved me from jail. They'll get killed.
John?
Look, Warden. No matter what I tell you, you can't jail me again without I do a crime, can you?
No, John, I can't.
And just in case you're curious, I'll tell you this. I've had 15 long years to think things over. Beasley sent me here. Beasley got the case that he framed me for getting. It was Beasley that schemed it all. I'll kill the skunks that helped him. That's a promise. And it's a promise, too, that I won't kill Len Beasley.
But you...
What I got fixed up for him, for Beasley, is lots worse than dying. I know it. Now, if you got no more to say, I'll shove on.
Who is he? I had word from the warden at Huntsville. John Hawkins is free.
Hawkins?
That means he'll be hidden here. Watch out for him.
Look. There.
John Hawkins.
No.
No!
There's the notice, Mr. Beasley. We're putting these cards all over the county.
Wanted for double murder, dead or alive, John Hawkins. Sheriff, do you think that'll get him?
Well, Beasley, Hawkins ain't an experienced crook. You ought to know that. He done 15 years for stealing a lot of cash.
Yes, I know.
Then he shot and killed them two friends of yours.
But me, why didn't he shoot me? That's what I don't understand.
I figure he don't know the country good. He won't be able to find good hiding. And someone will get him for the wee lord sooner or later.
I hope so. This constant worry, it's driving me mad. A whole week now, not a word from him.
You ought to be doggone glad you ain't had a word from him.
But it'll come. He's scheming something. He's out to get me, I know it.
You're putting up a reward notice, Sheriff?
That's right, stranger. Ain't seen nothing of a man like the one described here, have...
No, holding the gun on the two of you.
John Hawkins!
Keep your voice down, Beasley. Best move from you, Sheriff, and I'll shoot.
You? Back here in town?
I wanted a little talk with my old friend, Len Beasley. Suppose you two walk just ahead of me. We'll move out from town. Get walking. My horse will follow us.
John, let me explain. You're all wrong, Andy.
Shut up, Beasley. What became of my wife after I went to jail?
You're missing something.
Why wasn't she at my trial? She could have proved I had an alibi if she'd known that I was arrested. Did you tell her?
Yes. I told her you'd been arrested, John. She tried to get to the trial.
You lie. Keep walking.
See here.
You shut up and keep your face forward. I've had a plenty of time to think everything all over, Beasley. You could have proved that I didn't take that cash, but you never even came to my trial. Martha could have proved it. She didn't come. You double-crossed me at every turn and make sure I'd go to jail.
Hawkins, you're mad. Jail settled your brain.
I'm mad. Maybe I am. But I've lived through those 15 years, Beasley. Yeah, I've lived through them. I had to. I thought a few times that mine was slipping, but I hung on. Living for this day and the days that'll follow while I watch you suffer.
John, will you let me explain? Murphy's... is...
where?
She's dead.
Dead. Yeah, that's what I thought. There was a son, too. My son. 2 years old he was then, Beasley. As cute a little curly-headed kid as I ever saw. Big blue eyes. Fine, strong back. Is he dead, too?
Hawkins, we've got to talk. We've got to talk it over. In the name of goodness, give me the chance to explain everything to you.
Explain? I don't need your lying explanations, Beasley. This'll do. Stop walking.
I suppose you're going to... shoot me now.
Shoot you? No. Oh, no, that's too easy, Beasley. Too easy a way for you. I suffered in that jail for 15 years. I wondered where my boy was, my wife. I wondered if they know that I was in jail. They couldn't have known it. They'd have been there. They'd have seen me. But you know that, Beasley, didn't you?
Yes, Hawkins, of course I knew it. I did all I could.
Never mind that talk. You didn't tell Martha, did you?
I couldn't tell her.
No. I expect not. Maybe you told her I was dead. Where's the boy? Is he dead, too?
Your son?
What boy do you think I'm speaking about? My son? Yeah, of course, my son. Where is Johnny?
Well, he's gone away. I lost track of him. Some folks adopted him when he was young.
I see.
Hawkins, if you're not 20 kinds of a fool, you'll surrender and throw yourself on the mercy of the court that tries you.
Surrender to hang? I'd be a fool if I did. How would I enjoy the revenge it's been all I could think of for the past 15 years if I was hanged?
You aim to shoot me?
No, Beasley. I don't aim to shoot you. How's that son of yours? He was about the same age as my boy, weren't he?
Hawkins, you can't do it.
Can't do
it. Don't try to get revenge on my son.
Squirming already, ain't you, Beasley?
If you want to shoot me, go ahead. Go on and shoot. I'll make you shoot me. I'll make you.
Try to jump me so that I'll shoot, huh? Not me, Beasley. You've got to stay alive. That's the only way I'll enjoy seeing my revenge.
My boy didn't do anything to you, John.
Tough on him. But no tougher than it was on my boy to have his father taken away from him. I had a lot of plans for that boy, Beasley. Dreams of him growing up. Going hunting and fishing with me. Dreams of watching him grow to a man and own a business, marry a fine girl like his ma, like Martha. Settle down in a little house all his own. Those was my dreams, Beasley. I expect you had the same ideas for your own son. He's working in it. Working in a bank.
You leave him alone.
It'll be tough on the kid, as I said, but tougher on you. Because whatever suffering that boy of yours has to bear will be on your account. I'll take that gun, Sheriff.
Hawkins, let's try it.
I'm through talking. Go on. Start walking back.
John, if I was dead, I wouldn't suffer by what you did to my boy.
I won't be dead. You'll live a plenty of years yet, Beasley. Too much of a coward to die. Now start back. Go home. Look at your son. And be sorry.
Oh, hello, man. I was wondering where you were.
Hello, sir.
Something go wrong?
Well, nothing for you to worry about, son.
What's happened? Gosh, you look as if you lost your last friend.
Look, son. Since Ma died, we've been pretty close, ain't we?
Sure. We'll always be, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah, sure thing. There's something I've been figuring to tell you for some time, boy.
What are you looking for, Dan?
Oh, just that old shooting iron that was back here in the cupboard. As I was saying, there's something I wanted to tell you. And I guess this is as good a time as any.
What is it?
No matter what happens, I've been on the level.
Why, sure you have.
You say that now, but you might hear things. Maybe you believe some of the things you hear.
About you?
About me, yes. Well, when you hear those things, if you do, you just remember one thing. The thing you're going to see right now. I'd sort of like you to always be pretty sure I've been the square shooter I raised you to be.
Dad, you... Oh, look, tell me what's happened. Tell me why you're talking so, won't you?
Come here.
Sure.
Stand here, right by this table. You see this book?
Yeah.
That's the good book that Ma used to read to us from. And the book that I made you swear on when you promised me you'd stay away from the cafes.
I remember.
I remember this minute in the years to come. I'm swearing on this book.
But... Hi.
I, Lanford Beasley, in the sight of God and the spirit of my beloved wife, Jessica, do solemnly swear that never in my life I've ever betrayed a friend. Neither have I given false witness, nor have I been guilty of robbery.
Now, you look here, Ted. You needn't swear to those things to me.
Remember that, boy, when you hear things. Remember what you just seen and heard.
Wait. Where are you going, Dad?
Out. You stay here, Jack.
Hold on. I'm going with you.
Stay there. You hear me? Get back there.
But...
You're going to disobey me now for the first time in your life?
No, but...
Then get back.
What's happened to Dad? He's got in... What?
Let me be out of your moment.
Dad, what is...
In with you.
This business is yours. Let me alone. Let me be at
you. Let you shoot yourself.
A mask, man. Dad, what...
Hawkins has been around here, is that it?
How did you know?
I heard about him, Beasley. The first man to tell me about John Hawkins was a warden of the prison.
Oh.
I learned more about him by inquiry.
Dad, who is this?
I don't know, sir.
But what about Hawkins? Isn't he the critter that's being hunted for murder?
Yes, he is.
I want to know all you can tell me about him, Beasley.
About John Hawkins?
Of course.
But I can't. I don't know much.
No? Let me remind you of a time 15 years ago.
Wait. Jack.
Yeah?
Jack, I want you to get out.
Get out? But when?
Look, son, maybe someday, somehow, there's things I can tell you. Maybe I can tell them to you. I don't know yet.
Well, I'm not getting out. First you act so mysterious and start making vows on the Bible, and then you go out and try to shoot yourself, and then this masked man comes in here.
You're right, son. I reckon I don't have no right to tell you to get out. We'll get out.
Not without me, you won't.
Stranger, I'll tell you what you're asking about. I ain't no choice, but not before that boy. Come on with me.
Very well.
No.
Jack, I give you my word your father will be back in half an hour.
You sure?
Yes.
Now stay there and wait for me. When I get back, Jack, I'll tell you as much as I can. I'll tell you something that'll satisfy your curiosity. And that's a promise.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, young Jack Beasley waited nearly an hour for his father's return, and then...
A little more wood in the fire.
Beats me the way Dad's acting. I don't even realize I ain't a kid no more. Let me help him. Can't for the life of me figure out. Oh, what's that? Maybe that's him now.
Hi there.
Jack Beasley. I want to speak to you.
Me? Why, sure. Gosh, Mr. Jepson, is there something wrong at the bank?
There certainly is something wrong. That's why I'm here with the sheriff.
We'll step in if you don't mind, Jack.
Yeah, sure. Come on in, Sheriff.
Your father not home?
No, Dad's gone out a little while. I reckon he'll be back soon.
Were you at the bank after dark tonight?
No, sir.
The truth, Beasley. I must have the truth. Never mind why you went there. Just tell me if you went.
I didn't.
Wait a minute, Mr. Jepson.
You've worked for me for a long time, Jack. I'd have trusted you with anything.
What's happened?
Jack, is this here knife yours?
Why...
Don't try to deny it.
I'm not denying it. It's my knife.
Mm-hmm. You recognize this saddlebag?
Sure, it's got my own name on it. It's mine. Where'd you get it?
From the barn where you hung it. Followed your own horse there, Jack. Horse was still sweating. The blood on the saddlebag was the giveaway.
What?
Reckon you'll have to come along, Jack.
Come. Oh, well, what?
You're under arrest for the murder of a guard at Mr. Jepson's bank and the robbing of that bank. Now get going. We got all the proof we need again, you.
Tonto brought word of Jack's arrest to the small camp where the Lone Ranger was talking with Beasley.
It's Hawkins' work. He's framed, Jack.
Sturdy, Beasley. What Tonto's told us is an airtight case against Jack.
But I knew he didn't do that robbery.
Were you with him all evening?
Not all evening, but I...
Was anyone with Jack before you went home?
No.
Then there'd be scant hope of establishing an alibi. I doubt if the law would believe you, no matter what you said.
Jack ain't that sort. Why, he's had plenty of chances to steal from Banker Jepson if he wanted to steal. What can I do?
Wait.
Wait for what? I'm going to tell the law that I robbed that bank. That's what I'll do.
Let the real thief go unpunished?
I ain't interested in seeing Hawkins hang. The poor fellow has already been punished a plenty. I'm interested in seeing Jack go out of that jail.
So am I.
Hawkins will never confess. Not even if he's captured, he won't confess. He don't mind dying. All he wants to see me spend the rest of my life in torment.
You're going to keep quiet, Beasley. Say nothing and do nothing.
You're going to
stay right here. Tonto.
What's Tonto do?
You said the sheriff found that Jack's horse had been used?
That's right.
If Hawkins committed the robbery and used Jack's horse, he'd have had to leave some sort of a trail from the Beasley stable to his hiding place.
That's right.
You'll have to follow that trail.
How to do it?
It isn't going to be easy, because you'll have to follow it tonight. In the darkness.
It won't do no good, I tell you, mister.
I think it will.
Hawkins will shoot to kill. He'll never let himself be captured alive. He won't even let you talk to him. I tried. But the man's going loco for his revenge.
We'll see about that.
What'll you do when you locate him?
I'm not sure. You might go to the jail, Beasley, and have a talk with Jack if the lawman will let you.
He'll let me or...
Nothing violent. Don't tell Jack a thing. Simply let him know that you believe in him, and that he'll not be punished if he's innocent.
Of course he's innocent.
Then he'll not be punished. Are you ready to take up that trail, Tonto?
Me ready.
Come on, Silver.
Tonto picked up a trail that would have been invisible to other men,
By the faint light of the moon, he crept forward, studying the ground for stones that had been overturned, for blades of grass that were bent down. The Lone Ranger followed him, leading Scout and Silver.
Trail, go to woods, over there.
Very well, Tonto. We'll follow it to the woods.
Deep in the woods, John Hawkins heard the two men approaching. He waited, ready to fight for his life. The sound of hoofs drew nearer.
Come for me, huh? Well, nothing they can do now will save that kid. I'll fight till they get me and die happy. Going doggone well, that Beasley will see his son heading for the hangman's rope. Stop where you are, I'm ready for you. I said stop!
That won't do any good.
What the...
Drop the gun, Hawkins, you're covered.
Where did you come?
I circled the camp, you see. That's my friend you hear riding there.
Who are you?
I came to have a talk with you.
You better shoot while you got the chance.
No, Hawkins, I'm not here to shoot you. I'm here to tell you what a fool you've been.
Come out where I can see you.
I will. We're going to have a talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
We'll see.
Later that same night, the town was awakened by a volley of shots.
Hello, Silver, away!
Silver! Who'd you got loose?
After him, get a posse.
Get the sheriff.
Beasley's busted out of the jail.
There he goes. Get horses. Get me a horse. I'll take after him.
Hit Jack. My boy's broke out of jail.
That's proof enough that he's the guilty one.
Sheriff, he ain't guilty. He knowed he was framed, though, and couldn't get out of it.
What's the matter with the law? The prisoner's got loose.
We'll get him. We'll scour this whole country.
The following morning, Beasley appeared at the sheriff's office.
Hey, from me, Snow Sheriff. I thought I'd bring it to you.
Yeah, who's it from, Beasley?
My son, Jack.
Why, that cussed little...
Sheriff, Jack ain't guilty of that robbery. You know that. You know what Hawkins said when he pulled the gun on us and made us listen.
Look here, Beasley. I know what Hawkins said, and that he might have framed Jack. On the other hand, maybe this was all part of a scheme. Maybe Jack was working with him.
This note I got don't look like it.
Now, let me see it.
I found it under the door of the house this morning. Jack says that the only way he can prove he didn't do no wrong is to bring in the man that did.
Meaning Hawkins?
Right. That's what he says there. He's out trailing John Hawkins.
Fine chance he'll have of locating that killer when all us lawmen has failed.
I'm afraid so.
And what if he does find Hawkins' hideout? It'll just mean another notch in Hawkins' shooting iron. Hawkins will kill the kid as sure as I'm sitting here.
Crowd coming up here.
Likely demand more action in rounding up the killer. Folks don't like a sheriff that lets crooks get loose.
They're coming here all right enough.
Sheriff, come on here!
May as well face them.
Here's Jack
and Hawkins.
Hi, Sheriff. Here's your prisoner.
Arrest him! Arrest him!
Never mind arresting me. There's the man you want, John Hawkins.
Hawkins! Hold him there! I'm coming to get him!
Jack, for this... Oh, in the name of mercy, don't let that lad find out.
Beasley, come on and see what Jack's done.
I know what he's done.
He's captured John Hawkins. There'll be a reward for him.
Reward? Yes, a reward.
Sheriff, Hawkins is willing to confess. Did you hear that?
Sure he is, Jepson. Confessed everything. Even to framing Jack for that bank robbery.
The deputies are taking over the prisoners, Sheriff.
Come in, Jack. Come in and close that door.
I don't know what he wanted to frame me for.
Jack? I'm downright sorry for suspecting you. I should have had more trust in you.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Jepson. I reckon there was plenty of reason to think I'd gone loco and done those things.
I should have known better. Hang it all, a young critter with your background.
Jepson.
Huh?
What do you mean, his background?
Oh, I didn't mean nothing, Beasley. Excepting that I shouldn't have been so quick to believe the evidence. Ain't as if Jack was the son of a jailbird or a killer or something. He's your boy. He wouldn't steal.
You told me when you hired him a couple of years ago that you always looked to the parents of a boy to see how he'd grow up.
Sure. And Jack's old man is on the level. Jack, you come back to work?
If my job's still open, I'll be there.
Good.
You got reward money coming too, Jack. I'll be right back as soon as I see about the prisoner. Boys, take Hawkins to the jail and make sure he's well guarded. If he makes any break to get loose, shoot him like you would a mad dog.
Right, sir.
I still can't figure how Jack could bring him in.
All right, Hawkins. The jail is straight ahead. You're to march right to it.
I know.
Now get going. Remember, we're all right behind you with loaded guns. You try and get away, you'll save us the cost of a trial and hanging.
Be an awful joke on me if that masked man wasn't telling the truth. He must have told me the truth, though.
As soon as I got a look at the boy, Jack, that's what Beasley called him. I called him Johnny, after me. It's a dead ring for Martha. Same eyes and mouth. My boy. My own son.
Make or break, we'll shoot you, Hawkins.
Wonder who that masked man was. Glad he told me that it was my boy I'd framed for jail. Beasley on a level all along. What was it? What was it that masked man said?
There was an Indian attack, Hawkins, while Beasley was taking your wife and the little boy to testify at your trial. His own son was with them. Beasley's son was killed. So was your wife. Beasley didn't recover from his wounds until you'd been jailed. It was too late then. He could do nothing. You killed the man who actually stole the money.
Said that Beasley raised my own son.
Don't you try to make an escape. Keep walking straight ahead, Hawkins.
The boy wouldn't have had a chance in the world if it were known that his father was in prison. Beasley never told the boy.
I guess it's better this way. Now that I've turned killer, Jack must never know. I reckon after the hanging, I'll see Martha again. Then I'll know for sure that the masked man told the truth.
Try and escape and you'll save us the cost of a trial.
Well, there'd be questions. Things might come out. The boy must never know.
That's the jail straight ahead.
I hope Martha will forgive. Gosh, I wonder, will I know Martha? Seems like she's right close by now. Won't that bunch of deputies be surprised? Won't they be surprised? Yes, sir, they'll be surprised.
He's making a break.
Christ.
Doggone fool. He must have known he didn't have a chance at getting away.
Look at him. He's grinning.
He's saying something.
Glad to know it. Glad to know that. Masked man. Truth.
What's that, Hawkins?
What are you trying to say, Hawkins?
Who was he, Martha?
Martha? What's he talking about?
Shut up.
He ain't talking to us.
He said it. The Lone Ranger.
That's it, boys. He sort of used his head after all. Warren, no use him going through a trial.
Curious. Speaking of Martha and the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.